Hello?
Yes, hi. Am I speaking with William?
Yes.
Hi, William. This is Sierra from Family First. How are you doing today?
Okay.
So I just wanted to follow up with you today, William, to see to remind you about your assessment tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's with the broker, I believe. Oh,
But
today. It's today.
she was here, huh?
Oh, she was
Carmen?
here today, right?
Yeah, she came. She just left a little while ago.
Oh, amazing. Okay. And
Yeah.
were you able to provide her with the doctor's form, or you didn't get that yet?
No, it came in the mail, and then she sent it over to the doctor. She sent one over to him.
Okay, so the doctor's still filling it out then.
Well, she just sent it to him like a half hour ago. One came
Okay.
in the mail. One came in the mail for me, but she said I'm going to send it to him. So she sent it to him. So I guess he's got to fill it out and send it wherever he's got to send it to.
That's fine. Okay. I'm just also, let me just see. I did send you over the financial information to look over. Did you have a chance to look over it?
What financial? I didn't get anything financial, so.
So we spoke last time. I emailed you the financial information to start looking over.
Oh
Basically, yeah.
She when she came, I have
Yeah.
she where is it? Let me find. Oh, she told me I have to get. In other words, she took a picture of my Social Security, what I get every month. I have to get my bank statements for the last 5 years because my money comes on the card, the Social Security card. I don't have a bank account. I haven't had a bank account 5 years, over 5 years. My money comes on the card. So I have to call them. I have to call Direct Express, and they have to send me the financial things.
Okay, so try and see if you can do that. Do you have any life insurance policy or burial agreement,
No.
anything like that?
No, I have none of that. I have no life insurance, no burial, nothing like that.
Do you own a car?
No, I don't own a car.
Do you own a house, have a detached
No.
house, anything like that?
No, I'm renting a room and a house, the person that's gonna take care of me. I'm renting a room here.
Okay,
And
so I'm
you
just
still?
asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry?
I'm looking. No,
No,
go ahead. I'm looking.
I'm asking because it's all part of the things that the county is going to request down the line. So I just want to
Yeah.
have you prepared. So try and get
Yeah.
some statements together, and then I'll help you with the next process, okay?
Okay, because she said somebody else is going to come. They're going to
Yes,
call
that's
me.
another thing. Yes, so Area and Aging is supposed to be in touch with you to schedule your second appointment.
Right. Yeah,
Okay?
I have to call to get the statements. And the thing she said is going to the doctor. But the thing that I don't understand is she told me for the Department of Human Resources, Office of Long-Term Living, she says the doctor has to, there's three, he has to check the box, the first box on top. And then the other one where it says long-term condition or disability is anticipated to last longer than 12 months. And then the one over here, she says for individuals 60 years of age or older, only select one. But this says on the one she told him to check the doctor, it says nursing facility clinically eligible. I'm not looking to go into a nursing home now.
Right. So William, I'll be very honest with you. I don't deal with what it says on the paperwork because I usually send all my clients down to New York West Medical and they fill out the paperwork
Okay.
like that. So they usually know what to put on there and stuff. Because it's going to your
Okay.
doctor, I don't really know what that means.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna call her to find out because I don't like what that says on here.
Well, let's remember you're enrolling for waiver services. So you're not it doesn't mean you're going to the nursing home. No one's going to do anything without your consent. So
Right.
maybe it's part of protocol. I wouldn't worry about it too much, William.
Oh, okay. It might be
All right.
long term down the road, maybe when I really get so bad that I have to go into a nursing home. Maybe that's what it means.
Yeah, but right now you're fine. You're good.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll get them statements. I'll call them and get them, see if they can send them right away. Okay?
You got it. And also, yeah, so try and get that. And remember, this is Shira from Family First Care LLC. We're your agency. We're walking you through the process. The reason why I reiterate that is because there's a lot of people calling you now. I want you to
You're
have a perspective.
from Family First?
Yes. here, LLC.
Okay. Okay. You're from Family First. Okay, because she told us, she gave us a website where there's other agencies that we could look up. So right now, we're not sure what we're going to do. The person that is going to be taking care of me, she wants to see if the other agencies are paying more or if they have a PTO or if they have a signing bonus.
So we have a sign-on bonus. Do you guys know what our agency is doing?
No.
Okay, William, I'm gonna be very upfront with you, okay? As an enrollment coordinator, my job is to walk you through the process and help you get on.
Okay, I'm gonna let you talk. Can you talk to the person that's gonna be taking care of me? I think she would know. You can't?
I can, of course I can. I just want to explain something to you, though, William.
Okay.
That
go ahead.
Because our team gets your case, and because you don't have the waiver yet, our team works endlessly to get you the waiver. Okay? So we hear something like, oh, we're looking at other agencies. It's kind of like, we kind of expect our clients to come with us full through. I understand that you're... caregiver may want to look at other agencies for pay rate and stuff, then we kind of need to know that because, like I said, I do talk to the county. I am putting your case through. The broker came out to you because we scheduled that assessment with you to get that to get them to come down, right? And we sent them your information. So that kind of stuff, those hands-on, walking you through that process, is part of the agency's job. And we do expect you guys to come with us.
Okay. Well, when I talk to her, I guess I'm gonna have to get back to you on that.
All right. So just remember that our pay rate is dependent on how many hours you're approved. We don't usually know that till the end of the process. That goes for everybody. We do have a $200 bonus sign up bonus. And there are more benefits. I can probably find that out for you guys the next time I talk to you.
Okay. I'll have to get back to you once I speak to her.
Okay, I could also try and give her a call. It's Patricia Moreno, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can try and give her a call. In the meantime, William, look out for the area and agent to call you and try and get your bank statements, okay?
Okay.
All righty, sir. Be well. Take care.
Thank you.